The Cass King Residential Historic District was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1997. It's the first National Register residential district in the city. This district covers a large area, roughly 20 blocks square, from west to east, from West Avenue to 20th Street, and from north to south, from Main Street to Madison Street. This neighborhood has an outstanding concentration of historically and architecturally significant late 19th and early 20th century residences, including 287 properties, of which 220 are considered contributing to the significance of the district. The buildings on this tour represent some of the best late Victorian and early modern architecture in the city. Styles represented include Queen Anne and Romanesque from the 1890s, along with Prairie style and period revival styles from the first three decades of the 20th century. As La Crosse boomed after the Civil War, residential development continued east from the river along the sandy floodplain towards the Bluffs. The first homes in the district were built in the 1880s by a few wealthy residents looking to live on the edge of the city on larger lots, away from the noise and commotion of the core city. Cass and King Streets, east of West Avenue, became the most highly sought-after addresses in town, attracting prominent citizens who built homes worthy of their wealth and position. This neighborhood has excellent examples of the paradigm shift in building tastes and styles that occurred in America around the turn of the 20th century. The shift from the imposing grandiosity of the Queen Anne and Romanesque styles to the more open, simplified, and modern appearance of the Prairie style can be seen within a few blocks walk in the district. Reflecting the impact of this design shift are several examples of high-style, late Victorian homes that in the first two decades of the 20th century had a complete makeover inspired by the arts and crafts movement, and most likely an effort to keep up with the neighbors. The socioeconomic profile of the first owners of the grand homes in the Cass King District reflects the Eastern-born Yankee background of most of the early successful entrepreneurs in the city. In later years, this neighborhood saw a good representation of self-made immigrants from Germany and Norway. Professions represented by residents in the district include lumbering, banking, beer making, manufacturing, and medicine, all base industries in La Crosse in the years between 1880 and 1940. Although a few of the large high-style homes were converted to multifamily occupancy by the mid-20th century, the district has retained its elegant and somewhat exclusive appearance and reputation. Pride of ownership, a sensitivity to the historic architectural flavor of the neighborhood, and a commitment to historic preservation is evident throughout the district. Today, the Cass King Historic District remains a prestigious and attractive neighborhood, with a high density of architecturally significant buildings. Enjoy your tour of this fine neighborhood.